This is an MUT Radio podcast.
N.W. Ntsele, who is a senior lecturer as well as head of department at the Mangosuthu University of Technology. Department Geyaga Biomedical Science. Give me the right talk.
Biomedical science.
Because when I introduced them, I was given your bio. It's quite huge, quite a lot. But ngiyangithanda ukuthi ama guests swamas introduce one because they can introduce them ngendlela abathanda ukuintroduce ngayo. Mhlambe, if you can tell us about Dr. Ntsele, who is Dr. Ntsele?
Dr. Ntsele is an old man from Ndwetwe. Let me start by greeting you and all the listeners. Dr. Ntsele, by the way, is from Ndwetwe, and I was employed by MUT in 2009 as a lecturer, and I've gone up the ladder. Now I'm the HOT of the Department of Biomedical Sciences, and I have got a PhD qualification in medical laboratory science. That's a short CV.
Wow, okay. So you started working in MUT back in 2009?
Yes.
How has that been for years? And why stick with the same institution for so long? That's interesting for me.
Mangosuthu University of Technology has become my second home. In fact, I've worked here before as a technician for 7 years before I left the university. And, you know, I'm learning a lot from Mangosuthu. And again, given the fact that Mangosuthu is ranked low, I like to grow with the tree when it grows. Until I get up, I see the institution becoming one of the best universities of technology in South Africa.
Oh, wow. That is interesting. That is interesting. I like the fact that you're saying you like to grow with the tree. That is interesting. And I think one or two people are learning something from you, from that, from what you just said right now. So we're speaking about eWorld Heart Day, which is on the 29th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
29th of September, 2023. We're speaking about eWorld Heart Day. Maybe let's start there when I talk to Ntsele ukuthi masikhuluma about World Heart Day. Please provide a brief background on World Heart Day. When did it start and how? What is the significance of it?
This day was started some time ago by the World Health Organization. Because and it's on the every year on the 29th of September we are actually celebrating this day. And the purpose is to increase awareness for this particular disease. By the way, it's the second highest killer. And HIV and AIDS being the first one. And people are not aware that this is, we're focusing too much on HIV and AIDS. This non-infectious disease is also a killer. It kills a lot of people because...
In South Africa or internationally?
In South Africa is the second killer. In South Africa.
Yeah. Like... How do you describe cardiovascular disease or CVD to a non-medical person like me?
Cardiovascular disease, as the name suggests, deals with the heart.
The heart, yes.
Right? It's a term used to conditions affecting the heart or blood vessels, and they are referred together as heart disease. Sometimes the old stroke forms part of these diseases. It's usually caused by buildup of fats within the arteries, and we call that atherosclerosis. And also, if there is an increased risk of forming clots within the circulation, that is a serious problem for the heart. It can also be associated with damages to the arteries. And by the way, damages to the arteries is the one thing that will lead to stroke, especially if the arteries supplying blood to the brain are damaged, then you will definitely end up with stroke.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. That is interesting to know because we always hear people saying, oh, so-and-so had a heart failure. It's basically I understand, okay, what actually causes these heart failures? And you spoke of effects in the body.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. What would you consider to be the most common cardiovascular disease experience in our country?
Maybe the commonest one would be your blood pressure.
Okay.
High blood pressure. And that is directly linked with the buildup of lipids into your circulation. Remember, if you combine lipids and water, water will be more thicker. And if it's thicker, then the heart is going to battle to pump blood to supply oxygen to all the tissues. As that happens, remember, the volume of the blood vessel is not going to increase much. So the pressure will build up. If it's building up to a very high level, then you end up with stroke because the blood vessels are going to burst. And you end up with stroke because there's no oxygen supply to the brain and other tissues. And the other disease will be the cardiac arrest. You know, when there is death in the into a section of the tissue of the heart, then the heart will stop. The muscles are dead. Now the heart cannot pump blood. Yeah. And congenital heart disease for the young ones and heart failure. Those are the commonest ones amongst the few. It's quite a wide range of diseases. Yeah. If I were to give you all of them, it will take a long time.
You know, we were speaking with my friend, and this is just a personal experience. I was actually telling him that, hey, Umuntu should actually go and check, because you might never know. Maybe once or twice a month, I just feel like a strong heart just pumping kakhulu. May those be some of the symptoms? If maybe you can tell us a few symptoms of your heart diseases moving forward.
Yeah, the signs and symptoms, the biggest signs and symptoms, as you correctly say, the increased heart rate.
Really?
You feel that the heart is pumping faster, then it means there is a problem. There is an increased demand for blood in a certain area. Therefore, that is suggestive of a heart disease. But the biggest signs and symptoms have to do with the chest pains. If you hear the chest pains, that is very critical. Chest tightness, chest pain, chest pressure, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, pain in the neck, jaw, throat, upper belly area, or back. You can also experience pain, numbness, weakness, or coldness in the legs or arms, in the blood vessels, in those body areas are narrowed. If the blood vessels are narrowed in any area, then you'll feel the numbness. Because remember, there is no oxygen. Without oxygen, you're not going to be able to feel as much as you feel when there is oxygen in that particular area.
Hey, Doc, you are making me worried now. I'm starting to be worried. And maybe, as a normal person, how often can we go and check for heart disease? Is it something that only affects older people, or it can also affect people as young as my age?
It can affect anyone, but it becomes worse as you grow older. But it's a disease because we have seen people having cardiac arrest as young as 25 years. Because if there is ischemia or something that blocks the supply of oxygen to the heart muscle, that heart muscle is going to die, irrespective of whether you are aging or not. Then once that happens, the heart will stop pumping blood and then you die, because it's like an engine of the body.
Exactly.
The
once
like
it stops.
Any car, if there is no oil in the engine is going to stop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very interesting. And now I really want to know, Guti, what are some of the strategies that one can use to prevent a heart disease? I'm really curious because I really want to learn more. Yeah.
Keep checking your blood pressure. It's an easy exercise to check blood pressure. Simple machine. Each time you go to a doctor, you have seen that when you always visit a doctor, the first thing they will check is the blood pressure.
Blood pressure, yes.
Because it's critical for this organ to keep pumping, and you must control it. In other words, you take food with less lipids. That's very critical. The diet is critical in maintaining your heart normal. Exercise, okay? You need to ensure that you exercise your muscles. If you want your muscles to be stronger, you always exercise. So exercise is very important. Get regular exercise. Limit alcohol. Limit smoking. If you can, stop smoking because it affects the heart badly. And manage stress. Because the mind is controlling the pumping of the heart. If the mind is busy focusing on stress, it can even forget that the heart must pump in a certain manner, and you end up having problems with your heart.
Yeah. This is scary, Doc. This is really scary, but I really like Indlela as he kuluma ngayo, because we need to speak about these things, especially when you speak about some of the strategies we can use. You said we must exercise. You said we must also get ama treatments. Sihambe siyocheka ukuthi okay, is it still fine? Is the blood still pumping ngendlela right yini? That is very interesting to hear, and we must also do that. Exercise,
and eat well.
Diet is very important.
Diet is more than exercise, because diet alone will limit the addition of unnecessary stuff in your body, hence keeping your heart pumping. And the exercise will then, you know, make things even more better for you, because you need a strong heart. You know, in this world today, you need a strong heart. And avoid stress.
Avoid people who can cause you stress.
Yes.
Might kill you.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you, Doc Siyabonga Kakhulu, for joining us on MUT Radio. I really appreciate your time, and just to educate us about the heart disease and all that. We're really looking forward to some of the interesting things that the department can also supply our listeners with, like Njes Lalele, some of the things in Asfundisangayo, because you're not only going to my lecture room teaching about these things, you can actually come to the university campus radio station and actually teach us about some of these different things, because I'm a disease spiller now. And you said it well, Uguti, it's the second most dangerous disease in this country. I didn't know that. The only thing we are told about is HIV and AIDS, of which it's very important now. You go to see, but there are some of the diseases, one of which is always in my mind and I always stress about, is cancer.
Yo, that's another story.
You see, cancer, Doc, I don't know, man. Whenever you hear, someone passed away. While we recently received the news, Zoleka Mandela yesterday, she passed on through cancer. I think it was breast cancer. But it's so frustrating that there is still no treatment at Njengamanje, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Hence, as a university and as a department, we have embarked on research on cancer. I've got someone who is doing her PhD who is really looking at other ways of treating cancer using our own traditional medicine. But we want to look at science in this traditional medicine and see if we can utilize it to treat, because she's doing cancer of the lungs. Mm. So she will be focusing on the cancer of the lungs.
Maybe we should arrange another interview for that.
For that, Doc.
Thank you so much for joining us. Siyabonga kakhulu on MTV.
Before I leave you guys, I should have told you. Fangabe ngitshelile ukuthi as Department of Biomedical Sciences, we test people for all these things.
Oh, really?
We check your cholesterol. We check your triglyceride. We check your liver, your cardiac markers, your enzymes that will indicate that there is something wrong with your heart. So we do all those tests within the department. We're training the students to be able to assess all those elements that are found in the body.
That is interesting. So staff and students, everyone is welcome to come and
check. Is welcome to come if you through the clinic, obviously.
Through the clinic,
then they can collect blood and we can do some tests for you if you want to.
Wow, that's
although we are not an official registered laboratory to test, but we do have all the equipment.
Oh, wow.
And we are working very hard to get a license to be able to test people. Yeah.
No, siyabonga, Doc. Thank you so much for thank that you. Information. We'll definitely come, Sizo Tester.
And get
so
some advice.
And get some advice. Siyabonga. I really want us to speak about cancer, though. Please, I will need to arrange that because I'm very curious about it. In the cancer, Doc. I don't want to. Like, because even my mother passed away through ilokuza into cancer. I was like, this thing. Because it has not been treated and it's still killing a lot of people in our country. It's very interesting. I really would love to know what's causing it, all those things. But siyabonga kakhulu, Doc, siyabonga for your time on Unity Radio.
Sibonga kakhulu nathi. Nkulunkulu anibusise.
Thank you, Doc. Wow.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.